poll, Joe Manchin to lose support among West Virginians if he votes for Democrats' amnesty plan. By John Binder on July 14, 2021. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, will lose support among West Virginians come re-election time if he votes for a Democrat budget, via filibuster-proof reconciliation, that includes amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, a poll provided to Breitbart News reveals. On Wednesday, Manchin reportedly voiced support for giving amnesty to illegal aliens through a Democrat budget that would only be approved via reconciliation, a maneuver that allows Senate Democrats to pass a variety of agenda items with just 51 votes and no threat of the filibuster. A poll provided to Breitbart News from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, conducted by Zogby Analytics, finds that should Manchin vote for the amnesty-filled budget, he will lose significant support from West Virginians. About 55% of likely West Virginia voters said they would be less likely to support Manchin if he votes for the Democrats' amnesty plan. Just 24% of likely West Virginia voters said they would be more likely to support Manchin if he votes for the plan. Similarly, 52% of likely West Virginia voters said they oppose slipping an amnesty into a federal budget via reconciliation, whereas only 34% said they support the maneuver. Likewise, 52% said they oppose putting amnesty for illegal aliens into any infrastructure package, while 34% said they support doing so. Manchin's support for amnesty via reconciliation is significant because he, along with Senator Kyrsten Sinema, DOZ, is considered one of the most moderate Democrats in the Senate and has consistently opposed ending the filibuster. In March, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, reported that the Democrats' Dream and Promise Act amnesty plan would cost Americans more than $35 billion over the course of 10 years. A report by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, last month found that amnesty for illegal aliens would worsen the nation's ongoing unemployment crisis, where nearly 16 million Americans remain jobless. Allowing all illegal immigrants who came at younger ages or have TPS status to stay and giving them all legal status so they compete with legal immigrants and the native-born throughout the labor market will likely make it increasingly difficult to draw more Americans back into the labor market, CIS researchers noted. The FAIR/Zogby Analytics poll surveyed more than 400 likely West Virginia voters from July 9 to July 12 and has a margin of error of +4.9%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.